Hepatitis is not as well known as HIV and AIDS, cancer, heart diseases, and other long-term ailments, yet it poses a greater health challenge than one can ever imagine. According to a World Health Organization report, more than 600,000 people are infected with the disease globally and causes about 50 to 60% deaths. We bring you a write-up by Erabna Paha on the occasion of World Hepatitis Day.
Hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver. There are five main hepatitis viruses. They are type A, B, C, D, and E. These five types are of great concern because of the burden of illness and death they cause. Their spread can result in an epidemic. Type B and C lead to chronic diseases in hundreds of millions of people. Together, they are the most common cause of liver infections and cancer. Hepatitis A and E is caused by the injection of contaminated food or water. Hepatitis B, C, and D, however, occur as a result of contact with infected body fluids. Most people do not experience any symptoms during the acute infection phase. Common symptoms of hepatitis may include fatigue, flu-like symptoms, dark urine, pale colored stool, abdominal pain, and loss of appetite. In addition, it also leads to weight loss, yellow skin, and eyes, among others. Hepatitis swells the liver, thus impairing its proper functioning. It can lead to liver cancer. Drug or alcohol use can also lead to hepatitis. In other cases, the immune system attacks healthy liver cells in the body by mistake. Vaccines prevent some viral hepatitis forms. In some rare cases, hepatitis goes away by itself. In other cases, however, the disease lasts a lifetime. Common modes of transmission for these viruses include transfusion of contaminated blood or blood products and invasive medical procedures using contaminated equipment. For hepatitis B, transmission from mother to baby at birth, from family members to child, and also by sexual contact. Hepatitis accounts for more than 60,000 deaths globally each year. Ghana is rated a high-risk country for hepatitis B and C, with between 10 and 15% prevalence. According to the Hepatitis Society of Ghana, out of every 100 Ghanaians, 13 may test positive for hepatitis B, which is far more prevalent than HIV and AIDS. The society said, currently, hepatitis B and C has no cure, but people who had tested positive could manage to have a prolonged lifespan. Reducing the risk of infection with hepatitis requires avoiding unsafe injections, improving hospital infection control, and promoting safe blood transfusion practice. Harm reduction programs used to prevent HIV in people who inject drugs, such as needle, syringe, and condom distribution, are also critical to prevent the transmission of hepatitis. Taking all this into consideration, one could say that HIV and AIDS and other long-term diseases are no longer a force to reckon with, since hepatitis poses a greater health threat. Failure to adhere to these practices will not only mean exposure to hepatitis, but also greater burden on government payers with regards to health care. As Ghana joins the globe to mark the day against this life-threatening disease, all must join in the efforts to propagate the right information about hepatitis and strengthen the efforts to control its spread. Testing is also important so that the appropriate medical measures can be adopted.